Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7.05, hump day morning. And we just got the news this morning. Justin Timberlake's added a show. This portion of the program is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. There's fresh. And then there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. It's like they're trying to kill me here.
It's like you need to have a burger today.
I'm going to have to. Oh, In-N-Out.
I got a burger from In-N-Out on my way home from Winterland.
Oh.
It was one of those
Did
moments.
Did you get a shake too?
No, I didn't get fries either. I just got a burger. Mm. A double-double with grilled onions, but that was it.
That sounds so good.
And it was perfect.
Of course it was.
And it's perfect, too, when you get the fries and shake. But then after, you just go, I had to have it all, didn't I? Yeah.
I know. It is.
Gosh.
You know what? Maybe I'll try that
just
today
get the
when
burger.
I go, just get the burger. It's just so hard to stop. I love their french fries so much.
All the stuff. Who doesn't love a chocolate shake?
I'm all
or
about
vanilla,
the
for crying.
Chocolate.
Either
chocolate.
One. Actually, give me a strawberry shake.
Just give me one of their damn shakes. I just want a cheeseburger, man. Mm. So you get the grilled onions, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I go no onion. I've always wanted to try the grilled. I can eat cooked onions.
Oh, then get them. They're delicious.
Really?
They're excellent.
Are they fully cooked?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can bite right through them. There's no crunch.
Oh.
Zero crunch.
Maybe I will do that then. Oprah.
Yeah.
So last week, the Golden Globes happened, and she made her impassioned speech, and everyone said, oh, my God, how presidential she should run. And so last week, like Monday or Tuesday, as we were talking about it, I was looking for Oprah 2020 stuff.
Yeah.
And it was already out there. Like, there were mugs you could buy.
Well, don't
be
surprised. It was
else.
On the front page of USA Today. It was on every Twitter feed. I mean, that
I'm not surprised.
It caught fire.
Sure. Well, and she did nothing to put the flames out. Even Stedman was saying, oh, she'd be great. I think she's going to do it. If that's what the people want, you got to give them what they want. Although, I mean, what is she, crazy? Who wants to be president?
I do not give up that life.
It's horrible.
That she's living.
I know. She's living the life. So anyway, Oprah Winfrey, the stuff's out there if you want to support her. If you don't want to support her, don't worry. There's going to be stuff for you, too. NOPRA, capital N, capital O, PRA. There's a guy in Arizona who applied for the rights to use NOPRA earlier this month on shirts, jackets, shoes, pants, and other garments, and other items. I mean, you know, I'm sure you'll be able to get a NOPRA mug and whatever else you want. NOPRA hat, what have you. Basically he says that, I don't know if he's against her or not. He just wants to cash in because he figures that there'll be, they're not saying he cares one way or the other. He's just like, oh, I'm going NOPRA. Uh-huh. I came up with that and it's great. So NOPRA is on the horizon too. Whether Oprah 2020 happens or not, you can NOPRA her. Marilyn Manson. Oh, Human.
He's getting a winner.
Maybe I'll wait on this story because there's a video you have to see of Marilyn Manson.
You know I love that stuff.
I know that you do.
One of the Instagrams I follow. Did Marilyn Manson just come through the Bay Area?
Yes, Tuesday night.
That's it. So I've seen pictures and people saying, man.
Was it he great?
I wonder if this was here.
Could have very well been. He just came through.
They're not saying where he was. So he's still recovering from the broken leg from when the guns fell on him. He had this huge stage prop that just pinned him down and broke his leg. So he's wearing like a large cast. I guess it's on maybe on his right leg. But so he's standing there. He's actually singing. We would play this for you, except he swears incessantly through this whole, like, we can't play you the clip.
So I'm just going to play it here.
So we're going to play you the video. So he's singing The Beautiful People.
Oh, this is The Beautiful People. I love it so much.
He has his back to the audience. And then his pants fall down. And they're like leather pants. Like, it seems like it would be difficult for them to fall down. But they fall down. They fall all the way down. They get snagged on his cast that he has on his right. On his right leg. Maybe they're biggish because he's got to be able to pull him on over the cast or something.
Yeah. See that?
So instead of reaching down to pull him up himself, listen, he does have a cast on. He sort of motions for a roadie to come on out. The guy comes out and pulls up Marilyn Manson's pants for him and has to tug him, gives him a solid tug up. And they seem
You got to get him over the ass, Sarah.
Sure. They actually seem to be sort of smiling at each other and kind of laughing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Why is he? It looks like that happened in Vegas.
Oh.
Why is he taking his pants off?
He wasn't. It was a mistake. They fell up. They just fell down. So he's singing and, I don't know, shaking his little Marilyn Manson ass. And his pants are on the ground. Looking like a fool.
With your pants on the ground.
So he doesn't miss a beat. He keeps singing and swearing. And the roadie comes over and just sort of hikes. You know how when you put your pants on your kid and you kind of pull them up and they're like kind of jumping even. He's got a little bit of bounce in him.
As ugly as he is, he has a real sense of humor about what he does. It's pretty great.
I didn't want to interrupt the song, so he went ahead and had the guy pull up his pants for him. Later in the song, he invited a female fan on stage, and she danced topless.
Oh.
So there was, you know, I don't know, he makes up for the fact that his pants fell down. Yeah. He does have, like, black boxer brief-looking things on. It's not like you get to see his butt or if he'd been facing the crowd.
I thought he was trying to show people a scar or something like that.
Oh. No, in fact, it doesn't look like the pants go down over his... I don't know how big of a boot he's got there.
As he turns around and finally faces the audience, you can start to see, because it's a picture kind of coming down.
Like
from a balcony
shot or something.
You can see. It's a big boot.
Yeah.
It's one of those
boots. He's Frankensteining things. Around the stage, right. You know, clunking along.
That reminds me, what my grandma said when she was at a school dance, she, you know, was diving away and dancing, and her panties fell off. She said she just kicked them aside and kept on dancing.
Oh, boy.
This is your grandma.
My grandma.
Huh.
Well, that's olden days before they invented elastic, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know how that happens.
I just feel like, what a chip you are, huh? Between you
she
and...
She kicks them aside.
Just kicks them off and keeps having fun.
Yep.
Nobody's hurt.
Everybody cool.
Keep the party going.
Oh. I would have probably died right there. If my panties fell off during a middle school dance, I would have been like, that's it. I give up. Just, I'm forgetting.
Usually.
You gotta laugh, man.
Oh, so
you just
broken.
Gotta
she
laugh.
Just, yeah, I mean, luckily in your family, you're able to do that.
Yeah.
In my experience, usually, girls are a little weird about their panties, too. Like, they don't want those things...
kicking around the dance
examined.
Floor.
Right.
You're wearing your Mondays and it's like Thursday.
Oh, God. What is going on at your house? Did you have another long weekend? Did you get off your panty schedule? Oh, that's funny.
Look at you.
What?
I don't know. You look like you're thinking lovingly about panties right
now.
No,
I'm just thinking about, I'm thinking lovingly about not getting out of my clothes for a whole weekend. I love that. I just love it.
I
feel like I won the weekend.
Oh, so great.
But you are wearing Friday's panties on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Oh, well.
Yeah. Boy, Saturday and Sunday panties hardly ever get worn.
Oh, you just go without them?
No.
What do you mean?
I just have Friday's panties on. So
I'm wearing
all the same clothes.
You know, when I was a girl, my mom would always buy me... Vinny, I don't know if you've ever seen them, the Monday through Sunday panties.
Oh.
She
did?
I mean, I feel like that's probably a pretty... but not
everyone
uses them.
I felt like that was a joke.
Yeah, it is a joke, right?
And yet you had them.
I used to have them. Oh. Yeah, growing up as a girl.
Did you try to put the right day on?
Sure.
Oh, well. I guess that was how you knew to change your underpants.
Maybe my mom was helping me out.
Maybe there was a reason she got you those.
Mija,
it's Tuesday. Yeah. You've got Thursdays on. We're going to need to.
Cochina.
Yeah. Trent Reznor. I figured I'd keep
it. Wow.
Yeah. Just, you know, theme this out a little.
Goth metal. I'm into it.
His neighbor has a dangerous hatred of him. I guess that he, you know, probably lives somewhere pretty swanky, right?
Oh, he's done very well for himself, and he's actually scored a couple movies now, too. So he's good. He's,
you know,
he has rich neighbors.
I am not seeing, like, a town that he lives in.
I didn't see a town either. No. I know he's from, where's he from?
He's from, like, Ohio or something.
Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah, but I don't know where he lives, and it makes me think this story that it's not a grand place because of what the story is.
Right. So, I don't know where he lives, and I'm looking, and he lives on a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
So that's nice, you know. But I guess that since he's moved into this place, the construction has not stopped.
Well.
So his neighbors.
Your neighbors have the same complaint.
Yeah. Well, we try to keep it down, and we try to, you know, we do our best, but for sure there's impact. So he has now had to file for a restraining order against his neighbor. And by he, I mean Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. This guy, Nader Afshar.
It's Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it is Beverly Hills.
Oh, it is Beverly Hills. Yeah. I wonder why they don't say that. Anyway, so it is swanky. And this Nader Afshar should stop bitching about rich people because it seems like you got to be one of those to live in Beverly Hills. So anyway, Nader is the neighbor, and Trent Reznor says that the guy hates him and has made threats against him. Trent Reznor's friend was leaving Trent's house, mm-hmm. and this guy like accosted the friend, saying how Satan was going to get Trent Reznor.
Crying out loud. Okay.
Reznor is saying this dude is totally irrational. He behaves irrationally. He's been increasingly threatening to him and his family over the past 6 months. He's had to get the police involved. On Christmas Eve, Trent says he was outside playing with his kids and spotted the neighbor, Nader Afshar, disheveled, wearing an open shirt, shorts, and a Santa hat, walking up and down the sidewalk, ranting, "Rich people can do anything they want, but the Lord will get them in the end."
Oh, super.
So Trent has asked a judge to keep his neighbor at least 10 yards away from him, his family, and employees while they're working at his residence. And the judge agreed. There's a temporary order in place, and then I guess there's going to be a court hearing next month. And I guess also January 8th, they got into an argument over where Trent Reznor had dragged his trash cans to. It just sucks, you know, that nothing ruins a neighborhood more than a crappy neighbor, you know. Everyone just needs to make an effort to get it. Because you might love everything about where you live, and there's this one just pill in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. It's how snipers keep work.
Mm. Good point, Pin. Reznor says the guy yells obscenities at the nanny and the kids and races his black Mustang around the cul-de-sac. At high speeds, revving his engine, saying, "Satan's going to get me. I've had enough of this guy." So there's that. Today is Jim Carrey's birthday. Happy 56th birthday to Jim Carrey. Back when he was in his 40s, he was 49. Do you remember this when he did the Emma Stone video?
No.
So we rewatched it this morning.
Oh, this is when he really likes her, right?
It's so damn funny, and actually so much has happened to him in the last, you know, it's in the 7 years since this video came out, because he had an ex-girlfriend who committed suicide. I mean, so much has gone on. It's actually nice to flash back to Jim Carrey in a simpler time. He's 49 in this video.
You ready?
Yep. Oh, his expression here is so fantastic. The sex is going to be amazing. According to Jim. And he goes on, but he was in Hawaii on Saturday. You can watch that whole. We should post that up on our Facebook page or something.
All right.
He's like in his house. I don't know. Just, you know, he's got a camera phone just in front of his face, and he's just telling Emma. I think her reaction to it was no thanks.
Yeah, I watched a couple like Entertainment Tonight videos after to see what her reaction was, and she said she was flattered, but you know.
Sure.
You know, she.
But he's right. He's too old for me.
Oh, did she say that?
No.
Oh, well.
She just says she doesn't get back to a lot of people that send her messages like this. Yeah. And she was humble bragging a little bit.
Yeah. She's too young to really appreciate him, I think. Because if he sent me that video, I'd be like, John, I have to go. I love him so much. So he was in Hawaii on Saturday when the missile alert accidentally went out.
Jim Carrey was.
He was. Obviously, he freaked out. He tweeted, I woke up this morning in Hawaii with 10 minutes to live. It was a false alarm, but a real psychic warning. If we allow this one man, Gamora, and his corrupt Republican Congress to continue alienating the world, we are headed for suffering beyond all imagination. Jim, no, it was a dude. He did the drop down menu wrong. But, you know.
And then confirmed it.
Right. Diana Ross was in Hawaii. She was taken to the basement of her hotel. I don't know if they took all the guests from the hotel or just Diana Ross. Maybe she needed the space. And there was some guy tweeted a picture of Magic Johnson during the whole thing. He was there, too. And I guess he looked super relaxed, considering as far as they were concerned, the end of the world was happening. Guy hiding from a missile. He was like, hey.
It is hard to believe. I would have trouble freaking out, too, because I would just think, no.
Well, I'd immediately get online and look as much as I could. And I guess that there was some family was saying the mom and dad were still sleeping and the kids saw it on their phones and came into the room.
Oh.
And they just all kind of looked at each other and the whole family was there and they're like, get in the bed. Oh. And they all just kind of cuddled up in the bed and turned on the news to see what was going on. And they just, that was how they were going to.
Well, what are you going to do?
Right. What else? I mean, if you're, that's all you could ever hope for. Oh, my God. There was one guy. I guess his kids were in two different locations. Uh-huh. And so he had to, like, figure out which one he was going to go to. And they didn't say which one he chose or anything. But, I mean, the rest of the life, the other kid knows, you know. Oh, well, dad went to the other kid.
What would you do, Sarah? Which kid?
I just hunkered down in a ball and cry. I couldn't make that. Could you make that choice?
Well, maybe one of you can go to the one kid and the other goes to the other kid.
You just play a mind game and you tell the kid that you don't go to, I think you're the strongest and bravest and thought that your weakling brother needed me more.
That's probably what you would have decided.
Well, that's what you have to do. You have to go to the weakling.
I went to your weakling brother.
And I think that because you're, you know, you're going to be fine.
You're a real Renaissance man.
Right. It's your brother. Oh, God.
He's a mess. I couldn't leave him alone through it.
Right.
Good one, Finn. File that away.
Yeah.
Kim and Kanye just had their baby, little girl, and they've been offered multi-million-dollar deals to provide the first photos, and they've rejected all of them. They're not even going down the route where they donate the money to charity. I guess they've been offered between $2 and $5 million. And they said the offers were never even entertained. They were immediately rejected. They did pictures, you know, they just do it all on their own terms. They don't worry about a photo shoot, blah, blah, blah. They did, I think, North at 2 months and Saint at 2 months. And those are the first baby pictures we ever saw those kids.
Or they're going to save it for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right, exactly. Well, what they want is for people to go to their social media.
I swear, that is all e-plays.
Well, what else do they have?
They've been playing The Revenge Body with Khloe,
mm-hmm.
The Kardashians, and their E! News. That is it.
Do they play? Is that where the Caitlyn show is, too?
No, they don't.
There's no show, right?
They repeat stuff, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing any of that.
See any of that anymore.
There's a family photo. This is just a total aside, Vinny. I'm going to show it to the camera, too. There's a picture, like a family photo, family portrait when North was a baby girl. And it's Kim and Kanye just totally, you know, vamping for the camera, just, you know, duck lipping it and everything. Uh-huh. And the baby looks like a startled squirrel. Like she is so, like, what? Look at this. What's happening? Like the two of them are just like, we're the beautiful people, the beautiful people.
Oh, mom's putting on her model face for sure.
Or the baby's going, another selfie.
And the baby's just like, why? Where's my nanny mommy?
Over the weekend, we went to the beach boardwalk in Santa Cruz.
Oh, fun.
You know, the three of us are, I'm trying
to. You take her on any rides?
Well, she's not really that into it. She sat on the little car thing that goes in a circle, right. But that's about all she's down for. We played some games and stuff, but she ends up in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she wants to do. I'm like, we came over here for this. We could have sat in the sand anywhere for crying out loud. But anyway, I put her on the lifeguard tower, the ones that say do not
put your kids up here.
And I start taking pictures. And there's a point where she goes, Dad, no more pictures.
Nothing
I'm trying
else.
To have fun here.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, wow.
I'm not your personal model.
Well, I was really into it. I'm like, I'm going to get one good shot out of you on the lifeguard tower. And she finally was.
Yeah, enough of this.
I'm over it, dude. Please.
You're going to have to secretly take pictures of me. I'm not posing for you anymore. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh! Apparently two babies.
No, those are from a story I just did.
Oh, well, they're on the top of my pile.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. It's lovely to have you here today. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Tomorrow, 9:15, we peak for the week.
Oh, heck yeah, everyone. Be sure to tune in. We're going to be reviewing a film called 12 Strong, stars Thor, Chris Hemsworth, and it's about the first special forces that went into Afghanistan after 9/11.
Have you already seen it?
Yeah, we saw it last night.
Did you love it?
Well,
I suppose you should.
For a January release, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, so in January, you just don't expect to see any good movies.
No good movies.
Oh. All right, well, tomorrow, 9:15. I can't wait for the movie. And Rudy's coming in, right?
He is, yeah. Right. He's super pumped.
Our friend Rudy.
Yeah.
Great.
You didn't see the post he made with three hot chicks and him
not.
And Rudy all lined up?
Oh.
I took Rudy.
Was Rachel there?
No, I took Rudy to kind of a society party last night.
You were cheating on Rachel?
Oh.
What's going on with that?
And
so that wasn't the movie review?
No, we did a bunch of like Instagram stories from the opening of a restaurant. It's called Botellon. Botellon. I think.
I didn't read any of this stuff. He puts too many hashtags. I can't.
I'm so sorry.
But I liked the picture. It looked like I assumed it was a movie review, and I actually assumed one of those people was Rachel. Whoops.
No, it's Heidi.
Heidi.
Oh. Is this
anyway,
a new girl?
I just want to expose Rudy to a group of new people, new friends.
That's nice of you. You've taken Rudy under your wing.
You're going to ruin him.
What do you
That's
mean?
I was thinking the same thing.
He's going to be
ruin him? Why?
He's going to be like, I need my Prada glasses and my pinky needs to be in the air.
Rudy?
Yeah.
Well, I think Rudy can withstand it.
I don't know.
I do.
All right.
Rudy seems pretty grounded.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask him tomorrow.
Good idea. Make a note of that, Yuzi, because we will never remember.
You're right.
Rudy? Is Hooman ruining you? Have you found yourself involuntarily sticking your pinky out when you're drinking your beverage?
Your mojito.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, have you had a mojito?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
We really do miss Bryn, don't we?
I know. It's nice when you...
Seat's empty and... Makes the Jane plug fall a little flat.
Yeah. Oh, and also Jane's not here today.
Oh.
Here's what's happening. Bitcoin has sunk below 10,000 and is now 50% off its all-time high.
I told those Winklevoss twins they needed to cash in when they had $1 billion.
Who cares about them?
They need to cash in.
I feel like the only people crazy enough to have invested in cryptocurrency are the ultra-rich.
Right.
So
they did do an $11 million initial investment.
It's highly unlikely the average person threw any of their life savings at Bitcoin.
Oh, well, you know, I am so glad I had no idea how to buy a Bitcoin because I was thinking about it a couple weeks ago. I was like, I could buy one Bitcoin. I would have already trashed half my investment.
More than $30 billion was shaved off the cryptocurrency's market value in the last 24 hours.
That's too bad.
It's dropping fast. Also, they say, meanwhile, Ethereum and Ripple.
Are these other cryptocurrencies?
They are. You do know those names?
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I figured. I know that there's a whole bunch of them.
Ethereum and Ripple, the second and third biggest digital asset, respectively, continued to move lower as well.
Ow.
So
they're all taking a dump.
They're all dropping.
Well, Warren Buffett said it. He said he thought that would all come to a bad end.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah. It's not a thing.
It's a thing that's, right, a made-up thing.
Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick is set to make the final donation of his million-dollar pledge. And I know there are people who are not fans. He started something that has soured a lot of people to the NFL. But I would say, as he's someone who doesn't seem to be able to get hired for the job he's trained his whole life for, I wouldn't have held it against him if he had said, I need to keep this money. It seems I can't work anymore.
Right.
Good on him for making good on the full donation. He pledged this money back in 2016. He said he would donate it to organizations working in oppressed communities. He's done $100,000 a month for 10 months, and it looks like the final donations are coming.
I'm sure it's gotten more and more painful each month.
I bet it's gotten more and more scary as time continues. Plus, tick tick on your body too, if that's how you make your money. I know he's still in shape and he probably,
right,
is very muscular, but there's only one Tom Brady who seems to be able to continue to play and play and play.
It's like a machine.
I mean, what is John, your husband, who is, an employee of the Pats?
Right.
What does he have to say about this?
Well, we're all a little worried. Jimmy G, that would have been a good guy to hold on to, but he wanted to be a starter and you can't blame him. He's good. And now he is a starter.
Yeah.
Hello, 49ers.
I already have a Jimmy Garoppolo shirt.
Do you?
Number 10. Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
I'll wear it tomorrow if you want. Yeah, I got it.
Do it.
I'm into it. We got a quarterback. I love it.
Well, knock wood.
What do you mean, knock wood?
It's fragile. Breakable.
What are you doing?
You got to protect him. I'm just trying to warn the line. You got to,
Just butt out.
I'm not butting out. I'm just saying. That dude, kidding me? He played two great games and he gets smashed. I'm like, what's going on?
Just pay attention to your guy. Okay?
I will. I'm sick of him. I wanted Jimmy G.
Contraceptive app Natural Cycles is under investigation over...
An app for contraception?
Yes. Over unwanted pregnancies.
Oh.
You see, that happens when you trust an app to tell you when you can have unprotected sex.
Oh, is it like a rhythm method type
Apparently
of thing?
Apparently it was. Natural Cycles, they say, is a popular contraceptive app which tells women which days they can have unprotected sex by tracking their temperature.
Oh, you got to measure your temperature.
I don't know exactly how it's working. You don't take the temperature
with the phone, do you? You sit on the phone for a while, takes the temperature.
I don't know.
Is there a dongle for that?
37 women have reported getting pregnant.
Well, surprise.
While using the app.
They should have to pay the app for being so stupid. Does that.
Natural Cycles said more unwanted pregnancies were to be expected as the app becomes more popular. What they don't say here is, duh, you're having unprotected sex.
It's all right there in the name.
Plus, most people don't know how to operate anything. So it's highly likely they were using it wrong in the first place. But again, they didn't say that, but that's right. What I'm assuming their lawyer will say when they end up in court.
I'm sure they clicked I agree to something that totally absolved the company of any wrongdoing.
Well, and who doesn't agree?
Right. Who's going to read that?
We all agree, don't we?
Sure, they could put anything they wanted in there. I've just agreed to it.
I'm just trying to get this done,
and I actually feel like it would hold up in a court of law. Like, who doesn't do that? Maybe not you lawyer people, but Jesus. Agree.
Speaking of the computer stuff.
Yes.
Over, I don't know which day, over our the weekend, must have been Friday, I got an email that said, from one of the protection agencies that I pay for, we've found your email and password on the internet. and we highly recommend you change your passwords right now.
Oh, so you did.
I'd already changed them after that LinkedIn.
Yes.
What do they call that?
Breach.
Breach. Because I'm on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. and I figured, well, they got me. So I'd already changed them once, but I went through and changed everything again. And man, you know how long that takes?
It's such a pain in the ass.
It takes, you forget how many things you have. I start going through and I'm like, oh my God, I have 45 things
right.
to change.
At least. And those are just the ones you remember.
And some of these are new. We just got signed up with our Entercom HR department, and right. there I am changing that now too.
Right. Jesus.
Anyway, computers. It's awesome.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Yay.
Phones. We love them.
Yes, we do.
I'm going to ask you some questions from a little phone study, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever cracked the screen on your phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Hooman?
I
think he's walking around with a cracked screen right now.
62% of us have.
Oh, is that all? Well,
I'm shocked. I mean, you either are using a serious case or mm-hmm. you just don't use that phone.
Right.
Do you ever use your phone on the toilet?
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
94% of people said yeah.
Oh, you're a 6%er, Yuzi. Mm. You're all business, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
Get her done. Get out of there.
I don't
relax. It's me time.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Have you ever dropped the phone in the toilet?
No.
No.
I did once. It was in my back pocket.
Oh. I've had it fall out and had a close call. The back pocket thing, as soon as you pull your pants down, that just scrunches up and it squirts out of there.
Yep.
I think that's how I broke my screen one time.
23% of us have had the phone in the toilet
have you?
Dilemma. No, I have not.
Because you would have just flushed it down the toilet. You wouldn't have reached
well,
in the toilet.
Well, I wouldn't have wanted to, no. Uh-uh.
Got to do what you got to do.
I know. And I probably would have because of the information that's on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in there. I mean, people are in there. Right. I have all my contacts.
Yeah, but no one
here.
Wants to reach in there. I mean, it's going to be some janitor in the middle of the night who's going to pull that out. It'll be dead by then.
Whether I reached in there and then that phone was dead to me, that's another story.
Right.
Like, I'm not saving that thing.
Well,
I saved
it
just to
fine.
Smash it with a hammer and throw it away. Never to touch my ear again, that's for sure.
You don't want to hold that thing up to your face now?
No. Do you sleep with your phone in the bedroom?
It's in the bedroom across the room.
92% of us do.
Yuzi?
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Well,
I live in a studio,
room, yeah.
So yeah.
Everything is in the same room. All of it.
We used to have a landline in our bedrooms, too, because you do have phone calls that the emergency call needs to be heard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's not that surprising as landlines have gone away that we have to have our phone by our bed.
I have my phone on moon mode, but I think, isn't there a thing where if somebody calls you in rapid succession a few times,
yes,
it'll bust through?
I've heard of that, yeah.
I've been trying to find, because I have landline at the house, I've been trying to find the old regular phones.
Yeah.
I think I just have to buy them online because...
Hardware stores have them.
They do?
Yeah, we got one recently because we have a landline too, and I was like, we should plug something into that.
Yeah.
You know, a non-powered phone that
right.
if, you know, electricity went out, it would still work.
Okay. Yeah. Hardware stores.
That's where I got one, yeah.
Huh. All right. Thank you.
Sure. I hope it works out for you.
Add that to my list today. Mm. I'm going to get it done.
Report back tomorrow.
How many apps do you have on your phone? Is it more than 30?
I don't think so.
Mine
actually purge my phone a lot because I only want to have... I have... two screens of like apps and the crap that come with it.
I keep mine all on one screen. I don't have 30.
I
don't even
have
close to 30.
Tons and tons of just paid because I look up song lyrics constantly. And so so I save those on my phone. I save the page.
Does that include the ones that already come with it?
I would guess so.
Yeah, so yeah, I have more than 30.
Yeah, I'm over 30 if you count the ones it comes with.
Well, 4 times 60. Oh yeah, then I am too. Right, and I have some folders in there, too. But, yeah, I have, like, just pages and pages of
I get rid of all that crap. Yeah, I just can't. Just makes my phone feel like garbage. Mm. Dirty. Get all that.
Does it make your phone run slower?
No.
to have them or to get rid of them?
To have.
Yeah, the more stuff that's on there, absolutely.
The more stuff that's open, but you just have to close everything.
Right.
If you leave stuff open.
And you do that?
No, I close everything.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. My son works at a hospital in Hawaii. One of the giveaways that it wasn't real, the text warning that a bomb was incoming, one of the giveaways that it wasn't real was there was no air raid siren.
Oh. Oh. So people in the know were like, it's fine, don't worry. This can't be real.
My 12-year-old was there on a gymnastics competition without me. It was terrifying.
Oh.
I never thought about that. What if your kid was there alone and you're now freaking because they're...
And the phone lines, like they said, they got overloaded and people couldn't make phone calls because everyone was trying to call back to the mainland.
Well, somebody just quit gymnastics, right?
I guess.
Mom quit it for her.
Mom is like only in the States.
I got calls from family living in Hawaii. So scary to listen to them explain what was happening. Good morning, Radio Familia.
Hello.
Please wish my daughter, Sophia, a very happy 10th birthday. She's a big fan and loves you guys.
Happy birthday, Sophia.
And that's how you do it, by the way. You throw in that she's a fan and loves you guys, and we always will read that like a dummy every time.
That's right. Especially a 10-year-old. I'm like, yes, the next generation. Mm-hmm. Grow them up. Happy birthday, Sophia.
Hooman, help Sarah.
What I need.
Trent's neighbor's name is Naader. He's Persian.
How do you say it?
Yeah, I figured he was Persian based on that name. I don't know.
I said Nader, like neighbor.
Yeah, Nader sounds right to me.
Yeah,
all
right.
Nader it is.
Husband, I think, has a coworker named Nader, and I believe he's Persian.
Oh. I mean, I was just guessing.
But maybe it's Nader? Nader?
Nader. Nader.
Nutter?
Nutter. Let's go Nutter. It's like Cutter.
Yeah.
It's Nutter.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Chrissy Teigen, and she's always a good place
to
start. It's kind of a good story, and also we get to talk about her.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.